What's going on, y'all? 97.5 The Fanatic, 701 on a Monday night, a free agent reaction Monday night. As we all know, locked in yesterday starting at 6. Well, let's be honest, before that, everyone was locked in from Friday to Saturday, early Sunday, before things started to really drop on Sunday afternoon and then hitting into the evening at 6 p.m. Eastern, where names started coming off the board, starting with Kemba Walker in Boston and then flowing everywhere else with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving and all kinds of names everywhere, while everyone in Philadelphia is saying, wait a minute, all this stuff is going on. What is going on with our basketball team? What's up with the Sixers? Elton Brand, what the hell are you doing? As we broadcast from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. Well, what the hell was Elton doing? He was waiting on some things to happen patiently, and he got it done. Now, right out of the gate, I'm going to tell everyone that I liked what Elton Brand and the front office were able to do by acquiring, number one, re-signing Tobias Harris. As soon as the number came out at 180 for that 5 years, and remember we were reading something last week, I believe it was either Rick Bucher or someone else that I from The Athletic, Sam Amick, and we were here and I was reading a couple of things that caught my eye about Tobias Harris and how he may not get the max, right? The full max. And we always go, we went back and forth a lot about the max. So let's go back to Jimmy Butler and the max before we get to Jimmy Butler and Miami. Oftentimes I would say I did not want to give him the full max. I would prefer to give him a 3-year deal, blah, 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 $100 million. People saying, Devon, what is your problem with giving him the max? But remember, we're getting too detailed about what the max is by only thinking that it's the 5 years, 190, when in essence, it can be 5-180. It could be 5-178, which Chris Middleton got from the Milwaukee Bucks. It can be a lot of different ways, and the same way that Jimmy Butler basically got the max, but he can only get the max 4 years because he's now with another team and not the Philadelphia 76ers. So it's interesting how the six, as soon as it came out that Tobias Harris had agreed to this deal, 5-180, I looked at it, said, all right, none of us really wanted to give him that kind of money. However, you understand. And let's see what else happens, because once the 180 was the number, you could tell something else was going to drop, whether it was Jimmy Butler in a sign and trade, Jimmy Butler coming back, period, or something else. And as we saw, it was the something else now with Al Horford. And I like that as well. Not ideal in terms of the number, but I like the idea of bouncing back from Jimmy Butler, losing J.J. Redick, who you all know I was a fan of, to now acquiring Al Horford. And last week, many people were speaking about the rumors of Al Horford and the 76ers, not something that they would do simply because of the fact that he is in his 30s now. He is a little older. You saw some of his numbers dip. You saw his minutes per game dip. You saw games played dip a little bit because of the age and some injuries that would keep him off the floor. But one thing that we cannot deny is his importance, was his importance to the Boston Celtics, and that's how good he was. And if you look at it and you take it a little deeper, you look at what he means now to the Philadelphia 76ers. Forget about the fact that Embiid no longer has to play against him in the regular season or in the playoffs. Forget about that. Let's talk about the two guys together on the floor. Number one, everyone says, a lot of people say, especially if you don't like the move, well, he's a five. Why do you have two fives? Well, first of all, you have a five and you have a four, because Al Horford has always been a power forward. But with today's game, he was also looked at as a five man because he can play the five very effectively, very, very good. If you pay attention enough to what goes on around the league, as you all do, so many other players, Karl Anthony Towns, Anthony Davis. Now we look at someone like Al Horford, Derek Favors, power forwards who are good enough to play the five position because of today's game overall. This is what the game has evolved into. That said, you also hear Al Horford, Karl Anthony Towns, Anthony Davis, Derek Favors, I want to play my natural position. His natural position is a power forward. Now, we know, again, there are a lot of stretch fours in the NBA. not too many. Let's say Kevin Durant. Do I want Al Horford defending Kevin Durant? Heck no. I don't want that. That's something that could be problematic, that they'll have to go in a different defensive matchup and go a different way. However, how did he do against Giannis in the postseason? How well did he do against Pascal Siakam during the regular season? The same for Joel Embiid, when he also had to guard those players. So there are different ways, different versions of how you can look at the flexibility of your front court now with Harris, Horford, and Embiid. I like the Horford signing. Money not ideal at $97 million for 4 years, but we had already allowed ourselves to get ready for a big number if it was the 76ers. You heard the Kings, possibility of going to the Pelicans, also returning to the Boston Celtics. But what Al Horford now brings to the 76ers as a power forward is fantastic next to Joel Embiid. They are huge in the front court at 6'10", and 7'2". I don't have a problem there. The other value, as you all know, of Al Horford coming in Philadelphia with the 76ers is him being a backup to Joel Embiid when Embiid then steps off the floor, whether it be a minute restriction type of night, a night off where Al Horford can play the center, or even if they have someone that they sign later on in free agency or maybe somewhere down the line, maybe Norvell Pell of the Bluecoats finds his way onto the regular season roster, an athletic big who can run rim-to-rim type of runner block shots, that kind of player, that Al Horford can either play the five or he can play the four. And if things aren't working out the way you want at that five spot, Jonah Bolden playing at the five maybe, or they're both on the floor together, then you can make him switch back to either position that you feel depending on who the matchup is that night. The locker room presence is also important. The fact that Embiid respects Al Horford the way he does, the dedication that we think he's going to show Embiid going into the offseason after the loss to the Raptors and how upset he was that they did not finish the way that they needed to in the postseason. This Al Horford signing goes a long way. So while the money may not necessarily fit the 33-year-old Al Horford, his value never really jumps off at his statistics where we might see 13.8, 6.8 rebounds, 1.5 block shots, 5 assists a game. His impact is when you watch the game and say, man, yeah, I looked at his numbers. He didn't do much. However, when you watch the flow of the game and you saw how good he was, you say, oh my goodness, Al Horford is that important. A lot of people's favorite player, doesn't ask for a lot, doesn't need many touches, can play the ball from high post passing wise. How many times do we speak about being able to pass from the high post big to big when you're trying to hit Joel Embiid? And when Embiid is kicking it out, whether it's above the 3-point line, 3-pointer for Al Horford, or simply a 18-footer for Al Horford because Embiid is double-teamed. He kicks out. Does not have to be a 3, can be a 2, because the man can simply knock down that mid-range shot. It's going to be fun. Pick and rolls, that's going to be something that is also going to be incorporated so much more into the Sixers offense because J.J. Redick has now moved on to the New Orleans Pelicans. Now, let's shift over to Josh Richardson and his importance to this. When we spoke about the Rockets last week and their potential deal with Gordon, Horford, and potentially Capella, two of those three, and I said I did not like that deal. If it was Miami, I would prefer Josh Richardson and Bam Adebayo as a return for Jimmy Butler. We know why it worked out the way it did with Josh Richardson coming here. Now a four-team deal is finally completed. It's official where the Clippers are involved, the Heat, the Sixers, and I believe one other. There's another team that I can't think of right off the top. That the other team. Who's the fourth team? It is Portland because Mo Harkless then goes to. Mo Harkless goes to the Clippers and Whiteside goes to Portland. That, thank you, man, Brian McLaughlin producing the show tonight, that Josh Richardson at 6'6", a 3-and-D athletic type of player who averaged about 14 shots a game last year, going into his fifth season, second-round pick, blossomed into what he is today, where you look at him regularly around the league, where many put him in their voting as a first-team all-defensive point guard or a second-team all-defensive point guard or shooting guard, whatever way you want to frame him as a guard, that he is an all-defensive player. you now have at 6'6", while he is not Jimmy Butler offensively, nowhere near. He had a career high 37 points against the Golden State Warriors where he hit 8 threes earlier in the year, and he was fantastic in that game. We had an opportunity to see him a year ago in the playoffs in the first round, and we were afraid of him as a basketball player and what he does on the floor. So now you look at the 6'6 athletic freak who can defend the mess out of the ball, whether it be a 1 or 2, and even sliding him to a 3. He can play as a secondary ball handler to Ben Simmons. He has improved his shooting to about 36% from behind a three-point line. His mid-range jump shot has never been a problem, all the way dating back to his junior season at Tennessee. And he's improved a little bit as a shot creator overall. And you're getting a player who, when you look at Matisse Thybulle, Josh Richardson, Zaire Smith, with the athleticism, the length in Richardson, Thybulle, and a little bit with Zaire Smith, Josh Richardson is going to fit in nicely with the 76ers basketball team, both on the offensive end and the defensive end, because he is a good pick and roll player. He can knock down an open jump shot. He has improved his off the bounce jump shooting as a young player in the NBA, as a 3-and-D type of player in this league. You've seen him before in the playoffs. You're going to like him once you get to know him a lot more. Josh Richardson was a nice pickup. Once again, we all mentioned his name first. If it was a possibility of Jimmy Butler going to the Miami Heat, you now have him. Of course, you wanted more, but once you got him, Al Horford right after, once the Jimmy Butler thing was done, knowing that J.J. Redick had already moved on, bringing back Tobias Harris, Mike Scott at $9.8 million over 2 years, the 76ers and Elton Brand, in my opinion, did a nice job bouncing back from losing Jimmy Butler and acquiring Harris, acquiring Richardson, keeping Harris and Scott, going out there and getting Al Horford, and looking at the landscape of the versatility of this overall basketball team, what they are going to be able to do with so many mixing and matching possibilities that Brett Brown is going to now have with this construction of the roster as is right now, including Smith, Thybulle, right now, Bolden, of your 8 coming off the bench. They still need a backup point guard, even though Josh Richardson can handle some of those responsibilities. They still need an extra shooter because they just flat out need one, okay? And you can also use an extra big. I mentioned Norvell Pell as someone that they could potentially look at down the line as we get Summer League started. That Pell from the Blue Coats, maybe something, maybe not. Who knows? Let's see how he performs in Summer League. He did well enough where they added him to the Blue Coats. Now if they can possibly get him as a two-way guy, see what he can do with this, with the big club once training camp starts, and maybe, just maybe, they use him as that athletic big that we spoke about, as a shot blocker, rim runner for the 76ers to give them that athletic look that Horford may not have. And while Embiid does have it, he's not necessarily a deer like Norvell Pell is and able to get up and down the floor in a quick way that he does. So your thoughts overall on this free agent period that got underway yesterday, 610-632-0975. How do you like what Elton Brand and the front office were able to do once free agency got underway? Yes, it was about 47 minutes too late for a lot of people, especially when J.J. Redick goes off the books quickly, off the books, and everybody's like, oh, okay, what is going on? Some people fine with it. You know me, I wanted J.J. Redick back. The shooting, thought he meant so much to the offense. Yes, you focus on the defense. I choose to focus on the offense because that's what he's here for. The same way people say, hey, we got to go out there and we have to get Wayne Ellington. We have to go get Seth Curry. Why not go and get this other player who can shoot the lights out basketball-wise? Well, they don't play defense either. So that was my only thing about people complaining about Redick. Redick was not here to play defense. He's a team defender that gives effort, no longer good at it because of his age. But he can shoot the heck out of the basketball, still giving you 18 a night. Where does that now come from? Does it come from Richardson taking a step up? I believe he averaged close to 16 points a game for the Miami Heat. Then you look at Al Horford, who you know can score for you, but he's not going to give you maybe 18 a night. He'll give you somewhere about 14 a night. His rebounding, if you have not watched him enough, He's never been a great rebounder, only a good rebounder. You have great rebounding with Joel Embiid. Tobias Harris is a nice rebounder from the 3/4 position. You'll get that. And I love, once again, how Josh Richardson gets into the mix. And we know Ben Simmons is also someone who will crash the glass, both offensively and defensively. A lot of can be done. What does Brett Brown do with the offense now that J.J. Redick is gone, since he was basically the focal point with Joel Embiid? How does things now flow? A lot of pick and roll. This is Tobias Harris got 5 for 180. This is Tobias Harris and Ben Simmons, 1 and 2 for me, of players offensively who are going to have to step up and elevate their game. Because if Tobias Harris did not feel right with the touches that he got last year because they did not come in spots that he wanted them, well, J.J. Redick is now gone. So a lot of those actions, those sets, those touches that J.J. Redick got, they're coming Tobias Harris's way. Better believe it. So he needs to be ready for that. You want to see that 20-point-per-game clipper for the 76ers with Tobias Harris, with the added responsibility of touches and attention that he's going to get from the defense to go along with living up to the contract of 5 years, 180. You know, I'm a big Mike Scott guy. Told people when he was traded for back in February that you would like him. People tried to lump him into the Jonathan Simmons thing, and I said, hey, relax, let's not do that. He's better than that. The man now has a hive. Everybody's getting tattoos and bees on their arm with bandanas and stuff because of how much they love Mike Scott. Nice addition to re-addition to the team with Scott coming back as part of the rotation, arguably your first man off the bench. Still some work to be done, but I like what Elton Brand and the 76ers did rebounding, losing Jimmy Butler. I thought Jimmy Butler was coming back. A lot of you did as well. He decided to go to Miami. That was his choice. There was nothing else the 76ers could do outside of offering the full max at 5 for 190, which Tom Haberstroh of NBC Sports is reporting, and others have reported it as well, that the number was simply offered. He did not accept. There's nothing else you can do. They went out and got a nice young player in Josh Richardson to fill his spot. Someone who can grow with the team, is under your control for 2 more years under his current contract, and he can grow with this young core as well, that if he pans out and plays well with the Sixers as well, they make a deep run, get to the finals, whatever it might be, that is someone that you could also look to down the line of re-signing him as well. The report that Adrian Wojnarowski put out there, that Ben Simmons' agent Rich Paul and the 76ers have already been in conversation about his rookie extension. You knew it was going to happen at some point. We'll see how that plays out. A lot to dive into, a lot to discuss with this basketball team at the start of free agency yesterday, where they are right now, how do you feel, and what else would you like to do with this basketball team with roster spots remaining? 610-632-0975. I'm sure a lot of you are not happy with what Elton Brand did, so let's discuss that overall as well. 610-632-0975. Brian McLaughlin producing the show. I'm Devon Givens with you until 10. I share the 9 o'clock hour with my man Joe Torti once that time rolls around. 610-632-0975. Let's start things off in Lower Marion with Spike right here on 97.5. Spike, what's going on?
Hey, Devon. How you been?
I've been good.
Hey, Devon, I just want to say I've called into all 3 shows before, and I never got a chance to call into your show.
Thank you.
However, I always listen to you after sound off for Mike, and I always love, because you're kind of like, he has like a certain level where he's like a harsh level with Mike, but then you kind of bring it back down to earth, and I always appreciate like when I hear, you know, like you actually talk to the fans instead of like kind of scream at them.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate that. Mike does a great job. I always love listening to him. What you got for us, Spike?
All right, so my question is like, and I understand everything that happened yesterday, is why Jimmy goes with Miami, and I understand he wants to be the superstar and all that, and he wants to be the man, but like at the same time, Houston's coming out, and I don't know if they offered him the max or whatever, but I'm just really curious of like why he didn't take Houston over Miami, because Houston is a potential championship team. Whereas Miami, like, you have years of rebuilding to go before you can even think about it. And I kind of just want to hear your opinion.
I think that's easy, because when you look at, Spike, how things are for Jimmy Butler at this point, he wants his own team. And what you really gather yesterday by learning about his thinking was that he wanted his own team. He wanted that team built around him. I was listening to Nick Friedel. I don't know if you're familiar with Nick Friedel of ESPN, right? And when he was on yesterday on The Jump on ESPN discussing Jimmy Butler and the Miami Heat, and I listened to a lot of podcasts where Friedel is often on there, and he always talked about how Jimmy is all about himself and the money. And while he did leave a lot of money on the table, the fact that some people would look at the no taxes in Miami, what he was going to get here in Philadelphia, it basically balances out, right? So that's one thing with the money. Then the other is he did not want to play second or third fiddle to Embiid and Simmons. He wanted his own squad. Not that he didn't like it here, but he wanted his own. And now knowing that his relationship with Dwayne Wade, going down there with Spoelstra and Pat Riley and the history that they have with the winning that they did with the Big Three, that their culture fits into what his is, and they're going to have an opportunity to build the team now around him and see how things go. So I think that one, Spike, was a little easy to answer with him.
So let me ask you this then. Do you think Houston offered him the max then?
Do I think they did?
Do you think they did or close to it?
I don't even know that they even got to an opportunity to really speak with him to do that. Spike, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate the kind words. I don't know how much. Now, backdoor stuff, the agent and Daryl Morey or whomever may have been speaking, or James Harden and Dwayne Wade, not Dwayne Wade, Chris Paul speaking to Jimmy Butler about a possibility of joining him. Maybe all that stuff did happen, but wanting to go to Miami over Houston, maybe he saw an easier path in the East than it is in the West. And once again, the fact that it was going to be his team not playing behind Harden and Paul just fits better to what he wanted at this stage of his career. And that's why he chose them, Spike. 610-632-0975. He clearly did not want to play for the 76ers anymore because he wanted his own team. And that's fine. He moved on. I wanted him to stay. I firmly thought he would stay. The offer was there. He decided to take something else with a better opportunity that he saw. Don't think he's going to win there, but more power to him. That's his choice. He decides to move on. And let's be honest, as ready as I was to give him the 5-190, because I said, once the deal was made back in November, I had no choice but to buy into what it was. I kept saying I wanted to give him less than the full max at 5-190, but give him a max contract at 3-100, and understanding if they went 4 for the 141, I can understand that as well. Remember, I never wanted from the beginning to give him the max the way he wanted it, because I thought his body was going to break down because of how hard he plays and he has a Tom Thibodeau body. So that's for Miami to have to deal with. He's going to have to log those minutes down there. And if he does not give a full effort like he did for the 76ers in the regular season for a lot of those games, they're not going to be in contention anyway, because they do not have a roster good enough to, in the Eastern Conference, compete for an Eastern Conference crown. So happy for him. It's all good. Appreciate what he did while he was here. I would have been perfectly fine had they given him the money, because I understand what they needed to do. But hey, he made a decision. Thumbs up, my man. Go have fun in South Beach. 610-632-0975. I like what Elton Brand and the 76ers did with the construction of this roster after losing Redick and trading Jimmy Butler. How do you feel? 610-632-0975. And what else would you like for them to do going forward right here on The Fanatic?
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, this is Anthony Gargano. Do you need a new roof? I got it. You got to go to the area's best reviewed and rated roofer, Labruciano Roofing and Exteriors. That's right. My buddy, Anthony Labruciano, and his staff, amazing. All right, they're your local CertainTeed 5-star select shingle masters. That's it, master. Did you know that only a small percentage of roofers will ever achieve this status? And the real impressive part is that Labruciano Roofing can give you a 50-year manufacturer's warranty and a 25-year warranty on the workmanship. Are you kidding me? You're not going to find a better warranty than that. Plus, they're 5-star rated on Google reviews, countless people praising the work and communication. You can see for yourself, you're not going to find a better company than Labruciano Roofing. You won't find better people and they're artists. For a free estimate, call Labruciano Roofing Exteriors today, 610-265-ROOF. That's 610-265-ROOF. Or visit them online at paroofpros.com. That's paroofpros.com. PAROOFPROS.com. PAROOFPROS. HomePriceUp.com.
Home prices have gone up by 50% in the last 6 years. However, it seems values are peaking. You've probably also heard the Federal Reserve has raised the Fed funds rate 4 times in 2018 alone. But mortgage rates have actually dropped by 0.5 point since late last fall. Maybe it's time to put that equity to work, like paying off very high credit cards, student loans, or remodel your house. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Let us put you in a position to do any of these things with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan, whether it's conventional, FHA, or VA. We'll pay your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. Or maybe you just want to refinance out of your mortgage insurance. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to see how we can save you thousands of dollars a year. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us at 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669. 888-455-3669.
Westland Financial Corp is licensed by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania Department of Banking. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Hey, if you're looking for a new car, go see my friends at Mercedes-Benz of Fort Washington, Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, or Mercedes-Benz of Atlantic City. Some great deals right now, from the sporty C-Class sedans to the GLA and GLC family SUVs. That's the car I'm driving right now. Their entire fleet of vehicles, you know what it offers. Classic design, luxury interior cabins, innovative technology, and a flawless ride. After all, it's a Benz. You know, the summer heat can be unbearable. When I'm out and about, I can't wait to get into the comfort of the GLC 300. I enjoy every minute I'm in my Mercedes. It's nice and comfortable. It's cool. It drives beautifully no matter where you're going. Long drive, short drive. Driving in comfort is important. So take a test drive today at Mercedes-Benz of Fort Washington, Westchester, or Atlantic City with 3 dealerships owned by the same ownership group. They have an inventory that can't be beat by any other Mercedes dealer in the Delaware Valley, which means you'll get a better deal. Check them all online at yourmercedes.com and tell them Mike Miss sent you.
You have to be up in 5 hours. 2 hours. 6 minutes and you haven't slept a wink. ZzzQuil Pure Z's is a drug-free blend of botanicals with an optimal dose of melatonin so you can fall asleep naturally and wake with no next-day grogginess. So tonight, try new ZzzQuil Pure Z's from the sleep experts at Vicks ZzzQuil.
At the Home Depot, warmer days means it's time to add Vigoro colored mulch to your landscape. Right now, get 5 bags for just $10. Vigoro mulch helps soil retain moisture and comes in shades of red, brown, or black. If you're looking for a healthier garden and more curb appeal, you're getting warmer. Today is the day for doing with red, white, and blue savings on Vigoro colored mulch. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 60 per customer. Color selection varies by store. While supplies last. Continental U.S. only.
4th of July party time is here, and Family Dollar has your barbecue checklist covered. 12-pack Pepsi products are 3 for $9, and 24-pack Silver Falls or Quest water, just $2.75. Build your burgers with buy one, get one 50% off on select Heinz ketchup, Hellman's mayo, or Kraft Miracle Whip, and clean up with 6-pack Scott paper towels for $3.50 with your smart coupon. Find these deals and more on our app or visit FamilyDollar.com today.
You have to be up in 5 hours. 2 hours. 6 minutes, and you haven't slept a wink. ZzzQuil Pure Z's is a drug-free blend of botanicals with an optimal dose of melatonin, so you can fall asleep naturally and wake with no next-day grogginess. So tonight, try new ZzzQuil Pure Z's from the sleep experts at Vicks ZzzQuil.
Find out where the DT Watson Mobile Broadcast Center will broadcast from next at 975thefanatic.com. Presented by DT Watson's Real Philly Deli Hoagie Guy. Online at realphillydeli.com.
Sports Talk for Blackwood and all of Gloucester County.
975 The Fanatic.
This is Elton Brand, the general manager of the Philadelphia 76ers. You're listening to Devon Gibbons on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, man, stop talking about us. Go do some more work. Great job, EB. 610-632-0975. Brian McLaughlin producing the show. I'm Devon Gibbons, as Elton Brand just stated, as we talk about the job that he's done in the first, little over 24 hours now. His first offseason with the draft and free agency. How do you feel about the work that he was able to do by bringing in Al Horford trading for Josh Richardson in a Jimmy Butler deal, re-signing Tobias Harris and Mike Scott, 610-632-0975. What else would you like for them to do? I am so curious, people, to see what Brett Brown is now able to do with this offense. There will be still, you know there will be, dribble handoffs with Josh Richardson, dribble handoffs with Tobias Harris. That being said, there are going to be a lot of different things, I believe, with this team. Like Tobias Harris on the block with some of the smaller guys, potentially at that three spot if they're defending him that way. There are going to be some things where, of course, we know Ben Simmons is going to be on the block. Al Horford can be on the block. Embiid on the block. High-low passing game from Horford to Joel Embiid. Same thing, high-low passing game, Joel Embiid to Al Horford, depending on what the defensive matchups may be where they can take advantage of a certain thing time and time down the floor. They still have athleticism when they push the break with Josh Richardson running and filling a lane, or Josh Richardson leading the break with Harris and Simmons on either side in either lane. Then you speak about Zaire Smith and Matisse Thybulle filling that lane as well when they're running the floor. The trail man, the above the break 3-point shot that we often see from Joel Embiid, and a lot of people would cringe when he did it. How many people cringe when Al Horford did it to the Sixers and he knocked it down at a high 30% clip, right? So the Sixers have a lot to work with now. Defensively, they're going to be a problem to score on. Brian and I were just talking during the break, the defensive matchups. Tobias Harris is the weakest defender. The other four are all NBA defensive candidates. Two of them can be defensive player of the year candidates on the defensive side of the ball. That's how good they should be if they dedicate themselves, of course, with their bodies coming back, and be specifically coming back and being in the best shape as possible to get the job done on that side. Because as Brett Brown always says, defense, pace, and space. It starts with the defense. It generates that pace. And then in half court, it, of course, helps you out with the space once you are able to catch guys on mismatches, the cross matches, trying to get back on defense, and all of those things. This team is going to be fun to me. It's not the first thing I wanted to be done. I love the Malcolm Brogdon contract with the Indiana Pacers. Obviously, things were holding up with Jimmy Butler where they could not go that route, plus the fact that the Bucks got back from Indiana a first-round pick and 2 second-round picks that the Sixers potentially could not offer up because of all the other moves that they made. 610-632-0975. So how do you feel so far? Some other names that you felt like you wanted on the free agent market that you were not able to get? And what else would you like Elton Brand to do so far? He's done a nice job, in my opinion, with this free agent period. 610-632-0975. Ron in Media checks in next on a Fanatic. Ron.
Hey, Devon. How you doing? Good to have you back.
Good. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
I give them, my rating is a B.
That's fine. Yeah.
I actually had a conversation with D about Al Horford and Mike Scott about having them on the team, maybe about a week or so ago.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason why I give them a B is because I would have liked them to be have been a little bit more aggressive earlier on some of the second-tier players, because probably 90% of the good second-tier players are gone that we can use on our team.
Sure.
Other than that...
And I think a lot of things were just simply held up, Ron, because of the whole Jimmy Butler thing.
Yeah, and I mean, one thing I have been saying a lot last year is we didn't have an identity. We were sporadic sometimes on defense, sporadic sometimes on offense. So now we have a defensive team. They're going to be... that's going to be our identity now. We're going to be rebounding. We're going to be... It's going to be hard for other teams to get second chance points. And then I think we're going to see a different style of play in the offense.
No question. No question about it. Yep. And the one thing, remember, Ron, what Elton Brand said last year at the trade deadline when he acquired Harris, Scott, Boban Marjanovic, and then Ennis and Simmons in those separate deals, that he pointed out the Bellinelli and Ilyasova thing worked, but it worked to a degree where it stopped at some point against the Boston Celtics. And he wanted to go athleticism and defense when he made the moves to get those players. And he did the same thing here by focusing on Al Horford and Josh Richardson as a return for Jimmy Butler. So I think he did a nice job in rebounding and going away from what didn't, what couldn't work because Butler decided to move on, and then rebounding to do what he did.
Well, it's not a surprise Butler not being here because, remember, you know, he had some issues of our offensive scheme and defensive scheme. So I think it might have been, some negativity on both parts, on him towards the style, maybe the coaches towards him, a little bit over too aggressive, but it's not surprising.
No, not at all, man. Thanks for the call. And when we spoke about this last week and looking at all the different scenarios that could play out, whether would have been the Houston Rockets, and then we kind of pivoted to the Miami Heat because later in the week, right around Thursday, you started hearing the Miami Heat as well, that the question that we brought up, that I brought up, was not even really the question. It was more of a statement. I'm curious to see how Elton Brand pivots from plan A to plan B, C, D, E, and F. And so far, so good. Yes, there are some second-tier players that you would have liked. Even today, when you saw some of the names, you're like, man, Sixers couldn't get their hands on that guy. But when we start seeing some of the numbers, you look at the numbers and you're like, I don't know if I wanted to pay that guy that much, especially after you paid what you did for Harris and Al Horford. That being said, the transactions aren't done. I'll just say it like that because, yes, things can happen right now, but we all know once the season starts and people look at their rosters and guys start to get cut, something like that, then you start to say, okay, do they maybe start to scour this? Do they look at this team who already realizes they're out of it, make an early move, and you go out there and you get yourself a shooter? Or is there a buyout candidate that might be early on in the season, that veteran? I'm just using Kyle Korver as an example, but you know, a name like that where a veteran player early on, Trevor Ariza traded last year from Phoenix to Washington, something like that where it takes place early, same thing with Jimmy Butler, and Elton Brand can then jump in there. The trade deadline then pops up. Then the buyout period in March pops up where you can go and improve your basketball team down the stretch run of the regular season and preparing yourself for the postseason. Things are not lost in free agency in the summer. It's not just done in that way. And let's not forget that when the summer league gets underway, which it has tonight, actually, not Vegas, but I believe the Sacramento or the Utah one starts tonight, that you can identify maybe somebody else on another team where that team may not like how you performed in the summer league, but then you like how they did in the summer league and want to give them an opportunity to see what they do in the training camp, see how they go in the veteran training camp in preseason, and maybe he sticks as a shooter, a young shooter that could possibly come in here, or somebody who's a veteran that is out there. 610-632-0975. Next up, we head to Williamstown and Chris on the Fanatic. Chris, what's going on, man?
Divine, I'm glad you're doing better, man, and welcome back. You know,
thank you.
I haven't gotten a chance to talk to you in a while. And you know the first name I'm going to bring up because, you know, when he was bad on defense, I called you and I got on him
Yes.
But you know what? For everything that JJ didn't do defensively, he overachieved offensively. And I got to give the man his props. I think you are going to hurt losing him and some of his clutch threes that he was able to hit for you at times, the fadeaway out of bounds in the playoffs.
But I just know his value to what they did offensively. And as you just said, shooting in the NBA, he is one of the best in the league still at his age.
Absolutely. And then losing Jimmy, I was one of them who said I would have given him the 5-year max because I knew how instrumental he could be to winning for this team. Mm-hmm. And the second, third, and fourth effort he gave you on that court. Yeah, you mentioned it. Maybe in, you know, a deterrent, you know, in his career, maybe injuring or, and you know, what have you. But I still think what he gave you on that court, I don't know that you're going to be able to replace. But the guy I got to talk about is Tobias, all right? Mm-hmm. Because when I think he was a product of Marcin Gortat's hard screens. Now, that is where
glad you brought that up, yes.
Especially Joe has to step up and set a firmer screen than I've seen him set in the past because his screen just looked lackadaisical and didn't look like he was trying to really set a hard screen. Now, the NBA is cracking down on that somewhat, but I still think that was a big reason why Tobias was so successful.
Yep.
And let that be a notice to Brett Brown,
yep,
that he needs to find a way between Horford and Embiid to get those hard screens for him. And then we will not even be talking about Tobias not deserving his contract. We'll be saying how he earned this contract after he got it already.
Now, I'm going to say this, too. I'm going to say this, too, on your way out, since you brought up the screening of Embiid. The screening of Embiid where he was at his best was for J.J. Redick. So when Tobias Harris, Chris, thanks for the call, man, starts to get some of those looks, those screens, those pin downs when he's coming around, maybe the baseline, he's not going to come as hard off the baseline as J.J. Redick would. Josh Richardson could potentially be that. Not saying that he's a knockdown shooter, but his athleticism and his explosion coming off of that pick from Embiid, gets the dribble handoff. They now have to respect his explosion to the rim. While it may not be a three-pointer all the time, but they have to fear that this man will go to the rim with force and try to bang on you. And if you do not respect that, he will do it over and over again. And once you do realize it, and he does finish at the rim a few times, then Embiid will get those looks like J.J. Redick would give him from the top of the key, where he will rise up for a shot, drill it to Embiid for a dunk or layup. The screens have to be great. I agree with Chris. The best screener will certainly be Al Horford. And Joel Embiid can only do one thing from Al Horford, and that's learn. 610-632-0975. Brian McLaughlin, Devon Givens. We're talking Sixers free agency so far. How do you feel about it right here on The Fanatic?
97.5, The Fanatic.
Hey, this is Anthony Gargano. You know, bed bugs can tear your whole world apart. Oh, I'm shuddering just thinking about it. No matter how clean your house is, if just one bed bug gets in your home, they'll spread like wildfire. Oh, sure, you can buy a bunch of chemicals and steam the heck out of everything, but they'll spread to another room. If you travel, be careful. For bed bugs, you need the expert, someone that understands how they live and breed. You need Expel Exterminating. Expel built their business working with top-rated multi-housing management companies in Philly, performing thousands of bed bug treatments per year. Expel's technicians are all state licensed and trained. They offer a 6-month bed bug warranty, prices up to less than 50% their competitors. To get rid of bed bugs and other skeevies, termites and roaches and ants and rodents and wildlife, whatever it is, call 877-BUG-FREE, 877-BUG-FREE, or go to expel1.com. That's expel1.com. Expel Exterminating. If it bugs you, it bugs us.
Driving is freedom. The freedom to keep moving, to control your destiny, and to choose your path. And now, that freedom fits in the palm of your hand. It's called Ford Pass, the only app that gives you roadside assistance, Ford Pass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance that gives you, well, more freedom. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving, built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about getting flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per-service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
What do you call a truly great beer that's brewed with more taste, only 96 calories, and 3.2 carbs? We call it Miller Lite. What are you holding? Miller Lite. Hold true. Great beer, great responsibility. 2018 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Average analysis, 12 fluid ounces, less than 1 gram protein and 0 grams fat.
You make a million tough business decisions every day. So here's the easiest one of the year. Dell's Black Friday in July is back and bigger than ever. Get no-brainer deals on the very latest computers with Intel Core processors and a huge selection of servers, electronics, and more. All with free shipping on everything. To make your decision even easier, Dell's small business technology advisors can help you find just the right tech. Call 877-BUY-DELL. That's an easy call to make at 877-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/small business.
4th of July party time is here, and Family Dollar has your barbecue checklist covered. 12-pack Pepsi products are three for $9, and 24-pack Silver Falls or Quest water, just $2.75. Build your burgers with buy one, get one 50% off on select Heinz ketchup, Hellman's mayo, or Kraft Miracle Whip, and clean up with 6-pack Scott paper towels for $3.50 with your Smart coupon. Find these deals and more on our app or visit FamilyDollar.com today.
Pennsylvania's veterans have bravely served our country. Now, some are struggling with addiction. Pennsylvania's Substance Use Disorder Hotline is staffed by real people who are trained to help. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, they'll get you or your loved one into treatment, regardless of your access to insurance. If you know a veteran who's suffering from addiction, call 1-800-662-HELP.
Paid for with Pennsylvania taxpayer dollars.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here with my newest invention, a KFC Cheetos sandwich. You might be wondering why I'd make a KFC chicken sandwich with Cheetos sauce and actual Cheetos on it. The answer is, I just felt like making a KFC chicken sandwich with Cheetos sauce and actual Cheetos on it. It's a big old heap of cheesy, crispy, limited-time-only deliciousness. So hurry up and try one before I run out of Cheetos. KFC's Cheetos sandwich. Even orange fingers are finger-licking good. Limited-time-only. Prices and participation may vary.
Exxon and Mobil present How to Be Supremium. First, fill your tank with Exxon and Mobil's Supremium Fuel, new Synergy Supreme Plus. It keeps your engine 2 times cleaner for better gas mileage. Then get the rest of your car 2 times cleaner. My rims are so shiny they can be seen from space. I saw pictures. So clean your engine with new Exxon and Mobil Synergy Supreme Plus. It's supreme. It's premium. It's Supremium. Fill up today or go to Exxon.com for details.
Synergy Supreme Plus gas compared to Synergy regular gas and poor fuel injected engines. Benefits based on continuous use and may vary.
Get ready for unlimited beer sampling at Summerfest Live on July 20th at Xfinity Live. Over 175 different craft beer samples, live music, and much more. Save $5 using code 975 at checkout.
Genuine Philly Sports Talk, 97.5, The Fanatic.
747, 97.5, The Fanatic. Yvonne Gibbons with you until 10, 610-632-0975. B. McLaughlin producing the show as we talk about free agency so far. Anything else that you guys might want to talk about around the league overall? The one, I think the most shocking one that I had so far was the D'Angelo Russell to the Golden State Warriors thing. And then Mark Stein comes out later on and says during, I believe, a podcast or an interview somewhere that don't get too comfortable with him there because he could potentially be moved later on. Now, he cannot be traded until December 15th, I believe. But that's an interesting thing to say because look at how well he might look with the Golden State Warriors for 2 months and what they could then get talent-wise in a package for D'Angelo Russell. So if that's the route that they were thinking with that team, with Klay Thompson being out, you get D'Angelo Russell for the time being until Klay comes back if they decide to move on. Man, look at what they're doing, right? That's a smart little gamble that they're going to take on Russell, believing in their culture, of course, that he's going to come in there and do what he needs to do as a player. But if things look where another team like the Minnesota Timberwolves, who wanted him really badly, feel like they want an opportunity, a shot at D'Angelo Russell, then you can just bring back multiple players and talent with that basketball team, the Golden State Warriors, to try to run it as best as they can in the Western Conference and go back to the Western Conference Finals. 610-632-0975, the 8 o'clock hour at the start. We're going to hear from Elton Brand back at the draft to talk about a few things, so we'll get to that. But next, we go to West Oak Lane and Anthony on the Fanatic. Ant, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going today, fellas?
How you doing, man? What you thinking?
Bench up. With P.J. Dozier from Boston, man. He's unrestricted free agent, 6'6", man. He's perfect.
Well, P.J. Dozier, he's actually on their summer league, the Sixers summer league team.
Oh, he's on there already?
On the summer league team, so yeah.
Oh, man, we got to get him then. Man, we got to snatch him up. You go get Lance Stevenson. I know y'all don't like him that much, but you got to get Lance. He's a two-way player, too, you know what I mean? And then if you can, go get Jesse Gavin. He ain't been drafted from Georgetown. 6'10", mm-hmm. Perfect. Benny Boatwright, put them in the summer league with them fellas, man. And let's get the running, man.
Well, you know what it is? With those names that you just mentioned, the last two were Boatwright and
Gavin.
And Gavin's, you don't necessarily have to, as I just said. And once you see how they start playing in Summer League and maybe you feel like you get a nice wind of what they could do and you want to make an offer after Summer League, then you can go for it. Unless that their team themselves do it or another team grabs them up. The Summer League teams are already put together. They're going to run with what they have. With the Las Vegas Summer League, which I believe starts on the 5th at the end of the week. So it's going to be fun to see some of those players step up and do their thing. But they do need some more depth.
And one more thing. And just in case, I know y'all going to cry about this one.
Mm-hmm.
But Ben Simmons, it's too late. I had earlier the year Ben Simmons for Donovan Mitchell. That would have been perfect, man. We needed a new AI and study Magic Johnson, man. That's perfect. And we'd be able to manage the salaries with that for another 3 years. You know, him and Embiid would have started it. We got Tobias Harris still. Because still could be made later on in the year. And, you know, but that's the things we should look at, man. Well, Donovan Mitchell would be perfect.
Donovan Mitchell, and thanks for the call. I like Donovan Mitchell. I would not have mind Donovan Mitchell being here. I'm not doing that right now. I'm cool with Ben. I'm giving Ben that one more. This is me, and I know people who don't like Ben will say, yeah, I'll take Donovan Mitchell. All right, cool. But, you know, whatever. Just my opinion. I will keep Ben Simmons right now, and I'll find myself something else later on. I like Donovan Mitchell in Utah a great deal. He's going to be really good with them. The Summer League will get underway on the 5th, which I believe is Friday. So we'll see how that stuff goes. A lot of people will be tuned in to, of course, see Matisse Thybulle. Keep their eye on who Zaire Smith is in year number 2 of Summer League for him. And see if there's anything else. Keep an eye on Norvell Pell. If they don't pick up a big man, is that somebody that they might decide to bring up with the big club once things get underway? 610-632-0975. They definitely need some shooting on this basketball team. Seth Curry, a lot of people wanted him. I thought 4 years and $82 million. So he got 8 a pop annually, right? I'm like, I don't know about that one. $32 million for Seth Curry. I don't know. Jeremy Lamb, I was not a fan of. He got nice money from Indiana. No thank you. Even though the scoring is there. Some others that have just jumped off the top of my head, but there was the only other one, Wayne Ellington, 2 for $16, I would have done that. 2 for $16, I would have done that because while I think the shooting will be there, it appears the Knicks were able to get all of those guys, all those power forwards and those wing players that they were able to sign to those 2-year deals. Those second years are team options. So if they were willing to deal with that, you gave Wayne Ellington 1 for $8. But I believe you would have been able to keep Wayne Ellington for the 2 because he's that good of a shooter and playing with this type of team with the spacing that he would have with Ben, Horford, and B passing him the ball. The space that he would have out there, it would have been really nice to see Wayne Ellington with this offense. 6-1, but the money may not have been there. That's why he chose a better opportunity with the Knicks. 610-632-0975. John and Gladwin on the Fanatic. What's up, John?
Hey, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing well, man. How are you?
All right. Here's the way I see it. I wanted Butler and Harris back, but I would rather have Harris, Horford, and Richardson and no Butler than have Butler and Harris or Butler and no Harris either.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand about Redick, but
you know, people tend to
prioritize shooting over defense and rebounding, and I think it's the other way around. I've always thought that.
Mm-hmm.
So somewhere along the line, they'll probably pick up another shooter. And you pointed out there's other people that are going to shoot the ball now.
Yes, Tobias will get more looks. He'll possibly get better looks. I thought Tobias had good looks last season with the 76ers in the 27 games, regular season that he played, and in the postseason. And that's why we got on him quite a few times, because he did get good looks. But he will get some more action because J.J. Redick is gone. That will be his. Josh Richardson, now with better talent than he had in Miami, will also have an opportunity to thrive in that way as well. So I'm curious to see how both of those two players play off of Embiid, Horford, and Simmons to see what they get. And we're not excluding Simmons, John, as you know, as to what he should be able to do as well.
Right, I got you. After I hang up, I was wondering if you could point out where they stand right now with the cap versus had they signed Butler and Harris.
All right, thanks, John. Appreciate it. Right now, where they stand at the cap, I believe they are just a little bit over $8 million available to them where they can go and make some moves in that way had they not signed Harris to a bigger number? It's tough to say because we don't know what the number would have been, but $8 million right now, I believe, is the number that they are currently hovering around where they're still able to maybe run out there and get themselves another player or two to round things out in their 8-9-10-man rotation for the regular season. TJ McConnell's still out there, people. Don't sleep on him. I don't know what he's going to do. I don't know where, but he's attracting a lot, generating a lot of interest around the NBA. TJ McConnell is. If you need a backup point guard, Corey Joseph is off the board. Some other point guards are off the board. So if you want one that you're familiar with, TJ McConnell, anybody? 610-632-0975. Two open phone lines since we got started at the top of the 7 o'clock hour. We roll into 8 with the 4 that we have. And we will give you that audio from Elton Brand right after the draft, kind of explaining his thinking heading into free agency. 610-632-0975. Quick break. We come right back and hit the phone lines here on The Fanatic.
Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, if you're looking for a new car, go see my friends at Mercedes-Benz of Fort Washington, Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, or Mercedes-Benz of Atlantic City. Some great deals right now, from the sporty C-Class sedans to the GLA and GLC family SUVs. That's the car I'm driving right now. Their entire fleet of vehicles, you know what it offers. Classic design, luxury interior cabins, innovative technology, and a flawless ride. After all, it's a Benz. You know, the summer heat can be unbearable. When I'm out and about, I can't wait to get into the comfort of the GLC 300. I enjoy every minute I'm in my Mercedes. It's nice and comfortable. It's cool. It drives beautifully no matter where you're going. Long drive, short drive. Driving in comfort is important. So take a test drive today at Mercedes-Benz of Fort Washington, Westchester, or Atlantic City with three dealerships owned by the same ownership group. They have an inventory that can't be beat by any other Mercedes dealer in the Delaware Valley, which means you'll get a better deal. Check them all online at yourmercedes.com and tell them Mike Miss sent you.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere, like here or here or here. One of the nation's best savings rates, opened online at a Capital One location or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Doing business like a CEO while saving like a CFO.
Staples has all the supplies you need to run your business like a boss at prices that'll make your bookkeeper smile. Everything from paper to pens to folders.
And right now, Staples 2-pocket poly folders are 50 cents each. And 12 packs of True Red Black ballpoint stick pens are only 97 cents each at Staples.
Where there's a whole lot in store. In store only. Offer ends 8/31/19. Limit 30 on folders while supplies last.
Weeds? Brown spots? Yep, summer's here.
Don't worry, Tim. Scott's Turf Builder can help turn things around. Just one feeding of Scott's will help to crowd out weeds while greening and strengthening grass. All without burning your lawn. All guaranteed.
Thick green grass? Yep, summer is here.
This is a Scott's Yard. Save your lawn from summer. Pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder today.
Place your legal sports bets at PlaySugarHouse.com, your home for baseball betting. PlaySugarHouse.com offers live in-game betting on every major league game in the U.S. and more exotic bets like which team will score first, which team will be ahead after three innings, will the next batter get a hit, and here's the best part. You'll earn rewards for every bet you place with our innovative loyalty program. Sign up now, and we'll match your first deposit up to $250 using one of our 12 deposit methods. More bets, better odds, more action. Place your bets at PlaySugarHouse.com. Must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800.
What do you call a truly great beer that's brewed with more taste? Only 96 calories and 3.2 carbs? We call it Miller Lite. What are you holding? Miller Lite. Hold true. Great beer, great responsibility. 2018 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Average analysis, 12 fluid ounces, less than 1 gram protein and 0 grams fat.
Guys, you're not alone. Half of all men have ED. Get your sex life back with Gainswave at Philadelphia Urology Associates. Gainswave is a safe 20-minute medical treatment that breaks up blockages and repairs blood vessels. There are no shots or pills ever with Gainswave, and it's available at Philadelphia Urology Associates. For more info and to save $150 on your Gainswave treatment, text the word CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979. That's CURE to 797979.
Home prices have gone up by 50% in the last 6 years. However, it seems values are peaking. You probably also heard the Federal Reserve has raised the Fed funds rate four times in 2018 alone. But mortgage rates have actually dropped by 0.5 point since late last fall. Maybe it's time to put that equity to work, like paying off very high credit cards, student loans, or remodel your house. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Let us put you in a position to do any of these things with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan, whether it's conventional, FHA, or VA. We'll pay your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. Or maybe you just want to refinance out of your mortgage insurance. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to see how we can save you thousands of dollars a year. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us at 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669. 888-455-3669.
Westland Financial Corp is licensed by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania Department of Banking. NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast, you're listening to the sports voice of the New Philadelphia. 97.5. The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia. A Beasley Media Group station.
Welcome to the Fanatic family.
I thought Elton Brand and the Sixers really got out from under this situation. Listen, Jimmy Butler, it didn't work there. And, you know, Tobias Harris, they wanted to bring him back 5 years younger. They gave up a lot more for Tobias Harris than they did Jimmy Butler. But they get Harris done tonight, 5 years, $180 million. So you're starting to see what this Sixer team is going to look like. But 4 years without Horford, he's 33 years old. Obviously, that takes him, you know, the back end of his 30s. But this is a team that's trying to win a championship right now. And I think the Sixers have proved themselves.
Adrian Wojnarowski last night after the deal was complete, well, made with the Miami Heat, of course, with Jimmy Butler, knowing Tobias Harris was returning, J.J. Redick was no longer here, Mike Scott back as we broadcast from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. Adrian Wojnarowski, of course, breaking all these stories. Shams Charania, they're going back and forth. That being said, looking at what the 76ers did, once again, to start things off, if you're just joining us, I like what they did. Some of the things you can question, and I have. But the way that they rebounded to do what they needed to do, I would have liked some other things to go in a different direction. You can look at any type of way where you want to go. Could you have possibly gone Malcolm Brogdon and just totally scrapped the Tobias Harris thing, knowing you were getting Josh Richardson back and then deciding to still get Al Horford? Sure. And it saves you less money, and I mean more money, and you can possibly go out there and do other things. But possibility may not have been there because of the trade that Milwaukee and Indiana executed, where the picks then went back to Milwaukee, and that Indiana had, maybe the Sixers did not have. So you can point back to the Harris deal or the Markelle Fultz deal with Brian Colangelo. However you want to slice it, you're here where you are. And I thought, considering all of that stuff, Elton Brand did a very nice job in putting this team together. It's a big team. It's a versatile team. They can hurt you in different ways. They can get hurt in different ways. But I think more than anything, number one, we're all tired of, not tired, we're used to now, back-to-back 50-win seasons. That's a norm now. As Doug Peterson said for the Eagles after winning the Super Bowl, this is the new norm. 50-plus wins, that means that's nothing now. It's about seeding and then getting to the Eastern Conference Finals, hopefully hosting it, and then advancing to the NBA Finals and winning an NBA crown. We have not seen it yet. As Adrian Wojnarowski just pointed out, Elton Brand is trying to win now. The guy has you-know-whats. He's taking shots. He's not afraid to take these shots to try to put together a winner in this town. Everybody went through the rebuild. Everybody sat and looked at it different ways. I didn't like it. You guys did like it. Maybe someone else, Rob, didn't like it. Joe, Reese, Raj, Brendan, Brian, maybe whoever, however you felt about it, we all wanted to see a winner. That's what Elton Brand is trying to do, win. May not be the vision that you had in trying to put the team together. May not be the way that I wanted him to put the team together. I think a lot of people know how much I love Malcolm Brogdon. Hell, you know I love my cousin. They traded him, okay? But you put together a team to win. Their vision may be a little bit different. You adjust to it, and I like what they did. I like what they did. Yes, I would have wanted Mikal to be here. Yes, I would have wanted Jimmy Butler to stay here. I sure would have loved to have seen Malcolm Brogdon here somehow, some way. J.J. Redick come back. All of that stuff. They adapted to what they felt was necessary to do in this East against Toronto, Milwaukee, and Boston, and some of the other up-and-coming teams potentially in the Eastern Conference and certainly in the West. And I like what they were able to do. 610-632-0975. We have not heard yet from Brian McLaughlin. B, what you got?
Yeah, well, I'm listening to you, but you're not giving yourself enough credit. You did not. From the moment that you, first of all, you didn't even want the Sixers to trade for Jimmy Butler, really, to be honest.
No.
Before the trade happened.
Right.
Then you were like, okay, you know what? They didn't give up much.
I adapt.
You adapted
to
it.
And I take it.
But you did not, and to your credit, did not want the Sixers to give Jimmy Butler $5,190.
No, I did not.
You thought the end of that contract was going to be awful, which yes. It probably would have been.
Yes. And now some people might say, well, Devon, how do you like the Al Horford thing if the same thing applies? A little different because it's a big man who can do different things. And while he did play 68 games last year, I believe he paid 72 the year before, and somewhere in the 70s and then back to the 80s as we go backwards with his career leading back to Atlanta. I did not want Jimmy Butler in the first place. I wanted Paul George. That did not happen. But once again, I learned to adapt. If that's what's available, you saw what he was trying to do last year when he made the trade in November. I'm fine with it. And his impact in the postseason was undeniable. And yes, you give him 5 years, 190. You offer it to him because that's what you have to do. That's what the market says. He's a top-tier free agent. That's what you do. But since they did not, and they were still able to get Josh Richardson and also give yourself a chance with Al Horford bringing back Mike Scott and maybe doing some other things to fortify this bench, the depth overall, and the improvement of Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid, which is imperative. I'm not mad at Elton Brand for what he did because I thought he did a nice job. I did. 610-632-0975. He did, Joe, I'm coming to you guys next. He did have something to say after the draft. We were all, why did you give up four of the picks? Three of them, technically, because you did get another player at the end of the second round. Matisse Thybulle, you moved up four spots to get him from the Celtics at 20 from 24. What are you doing? Why are you giving up 33 and 34? They're too valuable. They're too important. We could use those players in that depth. Certainly right. But he had this to say after those moves were made on that night.
You know, we need flexibility. I need every dollar that I can get. So that's what a lot of those trades is about, making sure we have enough money, you know, so we can go into free agency and get the players we need. And we need talent. And, you know, we actually pushed picks into the future that are very valuable. Like I said, there's some trades we can't talk about yet, but we got some really great value out of those, and it'll make sense soon.
Well, I hope it makes sense for a lot of people now. He said they wanted talent. You got talent by adding you got talent by adding Al Horford. Yes, you subtract some with J.J. Redick and Jimmy Butler, but you have talent when it comes to Al Horford. You have talent when it comes to Josh Richardson, and you are able to use every dollar possible to make the necessary space needed to bring in Richardson, to keep Harris and Scott, and certainly to bring in Al Horford. And they still are not done. There are other things that can be done with this basketball team.
And it feels like the end of that comment there, they have an identity now. Thybulle, Bulldog, tough defender. Al Horford, Josh Richardson, tough guys. They've added a lot of great defenders. So I feel like they actually have an identity, and you know what direction this team's going in.
Length, defense, athleticism. Brett Brown is always going to stick to his defense, pace, and space. Al Horford, who we all know by watching. Elton Brand knows Al Horford from playing with him while a member of the Atlanta Hawks. The same thing with Mike Scott. Elton Brand has been in this position at the age of 33, seeing his career wind down, understanding what he may have had left versus what Al Horford has left. He made a decision that Al Horford has much more than he had left at the age of 33 and decided to go that route and give him this contract because there was still value on that body to help this team win a championship. 610-632-0975. And also, what else did, maybe there were some moves that you wanted the Sixers to make that they did not make. And we want to hear from you about those as well. 610-632-0975. Reese and up at Darby. What's up, Reese?
What's going on, Devon?
What's happening, man?
Hey, first of all, I want to speak on something. What is with the theatrics of this Kawhi Leonard situation? If there was any other NBA player like LeBron or somebody, they would be getting killed because two of the three teams are,
I was thinking
like,
that looking, when I was in the kitchen.
They're going to be stinking when he chooses one of the three, and two of them is going to be completely stinking.
I still think
nobody
he's going back. I think he's going back to Toronto, but that's just me.
I don't even know at this point.
I know, but you're right. But I understand what you're saying, man. It's like, listen, you can either go to either LA team or you're going to stay in Toronto. What are you waiting for?
What are you waiting for? I mean, I understand it gives.
And he can because he's the MVP and all that. Yeah, he just won a championship, so he can do whatever he wants.
Hey, and ESPN got something to talk about for the next whatever how many days up until the July 4th holiday. But, man, come on, man. Make your choices. There's only three teams left that can afford you anyway. Like, stop it.
Well, four, but he's not going to the Dallas Mavericks or the Atlanta Hawks either. Yeah.
Right. But I want to make a point. Like, you just played the clip about Elton Brand saying that, you know, about the draft night.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I don't want to take that for granted because you build championships through the draft. I mean, it's first round, second round, it don't matter. You know, if you're able to find that one gem in the draft, that could change your team from, you know, good to great. And not only that, but to right now, we only signed our players in Tobias Harris and Al Horford.
Sure.
That's it. You know, there's still a lot of holes on his team, like on the bench. I mean, coming off the bench, you got Scott, Bolden, both of the young kids we drafted, Smith and
Thibel,
and Shake Milton, I believe. Is there anybody else?
No.
No, right. So,
other guy, Shaik, that they got in the second round, but who knows?
I mean, you could have got one or two more players in that second round. And that just goes to show you cannot keep getting fleeced and losing on draft night because this is three straight years. I'm not saying that they lost this draft because we don't even know what Thibel is. We don't know what Zaire Smith is. But, you know, I first started calling you and how I got to be a fan of you is the draft a couple years ago when you were saying Dennis Smith Jr. or Jason Tatum and I was on Josh Jackson or De'Aaron Fox.
Yep.
You know, like that draft right there put us behind, so we would be an elite team if we would have had one of those four players. I mean, we at least have an extra asset that we wouldn't mind giving away. But, you know, losing that draft really put this team, like, right now, everybody would be chasing us right now if we would have got one of those four players out of that draft.
If Markel Fultz turned out to be Markel Fultz, if Jason Tatum was here, if De'Aaron Fox was helping Ben in the backcourt, you're not kidding.
Right. I mean, you know, it's just crazy, but I hope everything works out.
Donovan Mitchell, like, you could have picked him later on.
You know, it was a trade scenario that you brought up that we would have fell back and got 5 and 13 from Sacramento.
That was then. That was right. That was that year, yeah.
Right. Could you imagine getting somebody like Fox and Mitchell or Smith and Mitchell with this team right now?
Yeah, I could.
Bananas.
Yeah.
It'd be bananas. You know what I'm saying?
It would be because Ben would be starting, Dennis Smith or Mitchell starting, or one of them coming off the bench to help, you know, that second unit. Reese, there are a lot of different possibilities. You're right, where they could be. Thanks for the call, man. Where they could be overall. Let me say this because my man hit me up on Twitter. My man Amir, he was checking on me too when I was out with the surgeries. One of my guys. We talk good stuff together. We talk some bad stuff together in terms of basketball. We go at it. But it's always love and respect. So Adamir Young says on Twitter, he says, you didn't like the rebuild, bro? What's the alternative? 8th seed, 15th pick overall every year. Lots of people say they didn't like the rebuild process. I've yet to hear anyone offer any alternative that would have gotten us here. So Amir, the thing that I always looked at with the rebuild was I did not like how it was done. I did not like the teardown. I understand not being that in between, that mediocre team where you're always, as you just point out, the 8th seed picking number 15 and getting Thaddeus Young all the time, which is not a bad consolation prize, but or Kawhi Leonard at 15. You just have to get it right. So my thing, Amir, was I did not like the fact that they tore it down the way they did. then they were going to lose year after year after year after year. Yes, getting the assets, but with the fan base also having to sit and watch that and go through all that, the reward is now. I understand you're going to say that. The reward is this. But it's also, to me, there were also other ways. Now, you have to be attractive in doing that. I give you the example of, at that time of that rebuild, the Boston Celtics were tearing their team down, the Milwaukee Bucks were tearing their team down, and the 76ers were tearing their team down. And I even give you another example when you look at the Brooklyn Nets now acquiring DeAndre Jordan, Kyrie Irving, and Kevin Durant. They made a stupid trade, Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, all that stuff, Jason Terry, that they did way back when they gave up their entire team, and they were terrible. It was a bad trade. Gerald Wallace, I think, was the big name going back to Boston. Awful. Danny Ainge fleeced them, right? Now look at the Brooklyn Nets. They've been terrible. They didn't tear it down like that on purpose. They tore it down because it was bad management. So it could be good management. It could be a great idea. It could be a bad idea. Boston tore it down. They got back there quicker. Milwaukee tore it down. As we just heard from Reese and Upper Darby, you draft right. Giannis and Antetokounmpo, who knew that he would turn out to be an MVP player and a franchise player, they are now back in the same position that the 76ers are in, ahead of the Sixers, because they got to the Eastern Conference Finals and the 76ers did not. So, Mir, my thing was, there were different ways to do it. I'm not opposed to rebuilding the team and understanding that you might miss the playoffs for a couple of years. I just didn't think the massive teardown that it was necessary, how they went about it, the fact that a lot of those picks they did not hit on. They really only hit on Joel Embiid. Nerlens is gone. Carter Williams is gone. Dario is gone. And Jahlil Okafor is gone. Ben Simmons, all of us could have taken Ben Simmons at number one once Brian Colangelo took over. So, Mir, that was my thing. I just did not like how it was done. I did not think it was necessary to do it that way, because I thought there were other ways to rebuild and still get to the point of good front office work, whether it be trades, drafting, free agency, as long as you build things up the right way. If you draft right, yes, you have to be in the top a lot of times. That gives you the best chance. You're going to lose anyway, right? Because they're going to be bad players. But I just didn't think it had to be as excessive, and it wasn't necessary the way that it was done. I did not like it. No one is ever going to say, okay, I got it. I'll take that. I understand why you liked it. I didn't like it how you liked it. I like it the way I like it. And here we are. We both want the best for the organization and for the city. And they are in a good place right now. So, Mayor, I hope that explains it to you of how I felt with the whole rebuild. Couldn't stand it. Did not like it. And it is, you know, it is what it is. We're here now, and we both like the direction that they are in. And hopefully they are going to be a championship team for years to come. Courtesy, of course, of the way that they did it. Could it have been sooner? Probably, if they hit on a few more. But here we are right now, and I'm not complaining with the team that they have right now, especially after the work that Elton Brand has done over the last 24-plus hours. 610-632-0975 and the draft. I like Matisse Thybulle, and I was okay with that stuff, and I know what Reese is talking about as well. The 8 o'clock hour is brought to you by Club Risque, the Delaware Valley's premier gentlemen's club with three locations in Philly, Bristol, and in Northeast Philadelphia. For more information, visit Club Risque. .com. On our phones, 610-632-0975. And I don't want to get into a whole rebuild thing. You notice I don't say the two words. I don't want to get into the rebuild thing. That was just me answering Amir's question, because I wanted to make it clear why I did not like how they went about it with Sam Hinkie at the time. So let's go back to the phones. Joe and Chester on the Fanatic. What's up, Joe?
What's going on, D-Nice?
How you feeling, man?
Hey, I'm feeling great. Yeah. I love the moves. I called Mikey last week and told him I would not give Jimmy 5 for $190, and I was hoping they did the trade with Houston to get us Eric Gordon and PJ Tucker. I love the moves, because now we're going back to real basketball. Everybody got defined position, and we're going to ball out. We're going to be the best defensive team in the last 10, 15 years, it's going to be awesome, man. We got, what, four starters, 6-9 or better? That's, man, come on, man. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that they said, I think Milwaukee released George Hill or something. I wouldn't mind George Hill being a backup point guard because he defend and he can score.
Too late. 3 years, $29 million. He re-signed with them yesterday.
Oh, he did?
Yes, sir.
Man.
Smart move. Once they lost Malcolm Brogdon, they had to.
Yeah, but it got to be another guard out there. Like Darren Collison, he retired for a religious purpose. But
Darren Collison retired. Corey Joseph signed with the Sacramento Kings. I can't think of any other point guards off the top of my head. Derrick Rose went to Detroit.
We might have to revisit the well and grab up Michael Carter Williams on a 1-year deal.
He re-signed with the Orlando Magic, and I would not touch him with your money.
Hey, but we need a backup center too. What do you think about somebody like Kufis? I don't think Carlos Stein. I think he tried to be a starter though. So
yeah, I think he wants to be a starter, and I think he wants a little more money, and I believe that someone will give him that kind of money. And again, him coming here, he's then going to be playing behind both Horford and Embiid in that case. So I don't think that he would choose this spot. But they do need another big. They need another shooter, and they need another point guard.
What about a player like Kufis?
I like Kosta Kufis. I do. As a backup, thanks for the call, Joe. Appreciate it. I like Kosta Kufis. I'm not opposed to that at all. Not at all. 610-632-0975. Not on the big contract, though. Let's go to Rob in Overbrook on the Fanatic next. Robbie.
What's up, D?
What's going on, man?
Good. Y'all killing me with that draft, man. You know I wanted Mitchell and trade back with Sacramento and get Mitchell, man.
Yeah, I remember. Yep.
And tell Elton, man, I still don't understand the draft this year, but that's okay.
he said it all makes sense. He just did some things where he made sure all that money was available.
It don't make sense, man. He still could have kept one of them top second round picks.
Fair enough.
Yeah, but I'm calling because Elton, I think he did well. I mean, I'm good with what he did. My JJ point is that I think we improved at his role with Tobias. And the reason why I say it is because Tobias is going to get those shots.
Yep.
And Tobias can do more than with JJ. Tobias not a
better
shooter.
Put the ball on the floor?
JJ. Exactly. He can get one more dribble, two more dribbles.
Yes, and get to the rim.
And get closer or, dish it off or whatever. So I think we improved his role. Not his shooting, but his role. My issue is who takes Tobias' role?
I say who takes Tobias' role is Josh Richardson. And to your point of where you just pointed those things out with Tobias, I think the same can be said with Richardson because of his explosion at the rim. That first step that he does have, he will then, as you just pointed out, where he may not shoot it as well as Redick, but when he puts that ball on the floor for one, two more bounces, and then he lifts off with that athleticism and explosion,
he
can finish at the rim strong at 6'6". Yeah. And once he starts doing that a couple times, once Harris does what he does, as you said, a couple of times, they then can dump it off to Horford and B for an easy bucket or two off of that pick.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so that's how I look at it. I just think everybody's role is increased, Rob. Thanks for the call, man, where you don't get it in the same way. And my point is, I want L.A. Clipper point production from Tobias Harris now. I want it back in that 20 points per game range for him where he is a three-level scorer, can give it to you on the block, right? Mid-range, three-pointer. And as Rob just pointed out, make a decision coming off of one of those screens for Embiid or Horford, and then make a decision because earlier on, when I can't remember who pointed it out, I apologize, Marcin Gortat was a great screener for the LA Clippers, allowing those pick and roll opportunities for Tobias Harris, where he would put the ball on the floor, make those decisions, and take advantage of those bigger defenders on him who he was quicker than. 610-632-0975. Let's talk about the free agent moves so far by Elton Brand and the 76ers. Are you good with them? Or do you feel like they did the wrong things and still need to make some moves? 610-632-0975. I'm Devon Givens with you until 10 here on The Fanatic.
Devon Givens on 96.5.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Wawa Hoagie Fest is back and never sounded better.
We got the sand in our toes, ain't got nowhere to go. H-O-A-G-I-E-F-E-S-T with me.
Girl, it's the right time and we got to have it. Wawa run now, let's make it a habit.
Wawa Hoagie Fest is here with all hoagies at Hoagie-licious prices. That's $3 juniors, $4 shorties, and $5 classics. It's hoagie season. Find all the new sounds of Hoagie Fest on Wawa.com.
There's no place like Wawa for drinks you love. And with summer approaching, now's the perfect time to try our newest frozen delight, the Wawa Freeze. This fruity summer drink is available in sherbet flavors like strawberry, mango, lemon, and more. Chill out with the new Wawa Freeze. Now available for a limited time at Wawa. Your beverage destination for the sips you crave. Gotta have a Wawa.
This summer, why strike out with plain old sodas when you can hit a grand slam with Everfresh juices and juice drinks? Everfresh has more pure juices than any other juice line, including our new 100% kiwi strawberry. Everfresh is fruit that's easy to peel. Just twist the cap. Each of Everfresh's 40 flavors is made from fresh fruit picked straight off the vine, making Everfresh juice a real Philly favorite. Out at a barbecue, you'll want to try pineapple juice cocktail, peach lemonade, premium papaya, and our newest flavors, 100% strawberry watermelon and paradise punch. Everfresh is nature's refreshment. So this summer, when you want something different and delicious, grab an ice-cold Everfresh. Look for your favorite Everfresh flavor at
the Target at 4000 Monument Avenue in West Philadelphia. Additional locations can be found at everfreshjuice.com. Everfresh, the juice that goes with any summertime party.
You make a million tough business decisions every day. So here's the easiest one of the year. Dell's Black Friday in July is back and bigger than ever. Get no-brainer deals on the very latest computers with Intel Core processors and a huge selection of servers, electronics, and more. All with free shipping on everything. To make your decision even easier, Dell's small business technology advisors can help you find just the right tech. Call 877-BUY-DELL. That's an easy call to make at 877-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/small business.
Hi, I'm Joe Ferrer, the Regional Vice President at Pep Boys. Before heading out on your summer road trip, make sure your ride is up to the task. Check oil and fluid levels, tire pressure and treads, and don't forget the air conditioning.
Right now at Pep Boys, do it yourself and save $20 with an AC Pro kit. And change your oil for less with $15 off a 5-quart jug of Pennzoil, Mobil 1, Castrol, or Valvoline Synthetic Motor Oil. $15 off, now through July 7th, only at Pep Boys. Offers after mail-in rebate, see restrictions at PepBoys.com.
Find everything you need to be road trip ready at Pep Boys.
Everybody, Anthony Gargano here to talk to you about the most convenient, affordable way to help with your cleanup.
Yeah, the Bagster.
I love this product, a 3-cubic-yard dumpster in a bag. Sold at Home Depot, Lowe's, and local home improvement stores. And for only $29.99. Whatever your cleanup plans are, I'm telling you, the Bagster bag can take it on. Buy it, fill it, and it's gone. This is Anthony Gargano telling you to clean up the Bagster. Dumpster in a bag.
Clean living. Most times, it's easier to achieve it for our cars than for ourselves. After all, Valero top-tier certified quality fuel is just around the corner to keep your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. So if you're not up for raw beet juice today, at least Valero can make sure your car is fueled clean. That means you'll get where you want to go and need to go. And your car will feel great getting you there. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
What do you call a truly great beer that's brewed with more taste? Only 96 calories and 3.2 carbs? We call it Miller Lite. What are you holding? Miller Lite. Hold true. Great beer, great responsibility. 2018 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Average analysis, 12 fluid ounces, less than 1 gram protein and 0 grams fat.
Hey, it's Mike Missanelli here for Landis Block and Concrete. You know, there's nothing like having a beautiful backyard. You go outside, you light up a nice cigar, maybe a glass of wine. Friends come over before the game, or you're cooking on the outdoor kitchen. Turn your backyard into your personal paradise. The Landis Block is my resource center for all outdoor living. You just need imagination, space, and budget. Check out the photo gallery at LandisBC.com. That's LandisBC.com. Landis Block, jaw-dropping outdoor paradise.
Handle all your banking remotely with Univest's mobile platform. Easy, convenient, and secure. Live life. Stay connected with Univest Bank.
Sports Talk for Quakertown and all of Bucks County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Hey, what's up? This is Brian Westbrook, and you're listening to my guy, Devon Givens, on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Had a nice conversation with him about the Sixers earlier today, 610-632-0975. He'll be on with Mike, I'm sure, on Friday, so I'll allow them to do that. I could have stole him and brought him on tonight, but decided to let that happen. I just let our conversations stay private, but we had a nice talk. We always talk hoops, me, Mike, Bradley, and Brian Westbrook. We remain talking our hoops like we do all season long as a fun conversation earlier. 610-632-0975. We keep the conversation rolling. Joe Torti in at 9 o'clock. Brian McLaughlin producing the show. Moving along with Raj in Jersey on the Fanatic next. What's up, Raj?
Hey, Devon. Longtime listener. First-time caller.
Thank you so much, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well. So I'm going to flip the script here and disagree with you. I don't like the trade at all.
All right.
Simple reason. We lost, or the moves, rather. We lost our two best shooters. We lost our Jimmy Butler, and we lost J.J. Redick.
I think Tobias Harris is a better shooter than Jimmy Butler.
I don't know. And how about J.J. Redick?
I think Jimmy Butler is a scorer, where Tobias Harris is a scorer / shooter.
And that's a valid point, but it's just disappointing to lose both of them. I don't know why. I really thought JJ would stay. I'm surprised he left. And my second point I wanted to make...
I've said it plenty of times, Raj, sorry to cut you off, that outside of Simmons and Embiid, who are the obvious stars of this team, JJ Redick is my favorite player to watch.
I can't disagree with you there. And then my second point is, do you think Horford and Embiid are going to be able to gel on the court?
Yes, I do.
You do.
Yeah, I do, because the stretch ability of Horford, while he may not be Kevin Durant at the four or even Tobias Harris at a four spot where he's that traditional Danilo Gallinari stretch four, he is a big who does not have to play with his back to the basket. He can generate offense from the high post. He can hit that 18-footer if you dare to leave him open, because as a power forward, before the game evolved into what it is, he could do that. So that high-low game that he can play with Embiid, where they can swap positions and do that, I think they can coexist on the floor. Yes.
Well, I certainly hope you're right, Devon. I really hope I hope that's the case, and I'm wishing them the best of luck now. Looking forward to the next season.
Thank you so much, man. Good to hear from you. Don't be a stranger, Raj. Thanks, 610-632-0975. I believe they certainly can play with one another without question, because they, first of all, Al Horford has a high basketball IQ. He'll figure it out. And any conversation, we already know Embiid is smart. He just still makes young mistakes, right? Well, we say that was dumb. That was a stupid pass. And sometimes when you're older, you say that was a dumb play. Where as much as I love J.J. Redick, I'm not ignorant to the fact that he would make some silly turnovers and say, J.J., that was stupid. Why would you do that? Ben Simmons, young player, makes dumb turnovers, right? When he leaves his feet to pass the ball with no direction to where the ball is going to go, that was a stupid play. Embiid is going to learn. That's one thing outside of the natural scoring that we know at 27 points per game Embiid gave you last year. Everything else on the floor that Embiid is smart at, Al Horford has that experience to also teach him while they're on the floor together, to help him understand maybe certain spots, what to watch for out there, better positioning, better footwork, even though the footwork is fantastic, when to decide to make those passes out of the double team, timing it better, things of that nature, where you don't have those costly turnovers, those bad mistakes, recognition out on the floor overall. 610-632-0975. Brendan in South Philly checks in with us. B, what's going on?
Hi, can you hear me? Sorry.
I got you, man. Loud and clear.
I guess I was talking, am I the only one, and I guess your producer agrees, that thinks $36 million a year seems a lot after watching him struggle on perimeter defense on screens, which is like half of the new age NBA.
Who's this?
Tobias.
I was watching it.
He, like, in the playoffs, he felt like a liability on that perimeter defense before, and now he's going to play the three. And $36 million a year in a salary-capped league, am I the only one that's kind of freaking out about that?
Well, you have a right to freak out, but understand that that's just what the market is, and he got He got to this marketplace at the right time. So he was going to get paid regardless. And if he went somewhere else, of course, it would have been a little low. It would have been the same because he would have gotten a 4-year deal. But that being said, he is a bit of a liability on defense, but he can mask that a little bit with the length that he does have.
Well,
and he rebounds very well at his position. My thing, and Brian and I were talking about this too, B, as you say this, we were talking about this during the break. The one thing that he has going for him is the fact that everyone else is big. With his lineup, even when Mike Scott comes in, Matisse Thybulle comes in, whoever it might be, he can still be on maybe the weakest perimeter guy out there. So let's, for example, say it is the Toronto Raptors. Right away, I'm putting Josh Richardson on Kyle Lowry. I'm putting Ben Simmons on Kawhi Leonard. Pascal Siakam, that assignment goes to Al Horford. Embiid then goes to Marc Gasol. And I'm sticking him on Danny Green, right? So
and length covers the foot. Lack of foot quickness.
Absolutely.
And one more point
right. And we know Danny Green can shoot, but during the time as he's aged in the league, while he's still valuable, his shot sometimes still takes a long time to get off. So
yes.
He can recover a little bit. So all I'm saying is that he at least will be on the weakest offensive player on the perimeter. And with the way the league is now, as we know, that may very well be a 3 or 4 where Horford can still go guard that 3 by name, where we can then slide Tobias Harris and hide him, if you will, on him. Yes.
And I guess I have one criticism. As the guy from Upper Dartmouth all made a point, using the word fleeced. I like Elton Brand's moves, but I feel like besides the Jimmy Butler trade, he's always giving up more and not like, I want him to be Danny Ainge. I want him to get Tobias Harris without giving up Landry Shamet. I want him to move up 4 picks without giving up both picks in the second round, because you can cut him in the second round, so if they're no good, you got tied to their salary. So
yeah, like, I guess the only thing.
I like Elton Brand, but he overpays, I think, which costs you in the future when you need draft picks need salary cap space.
And I understand that, and I'm not just saying this because I like Elton Brand. And B, thanks for the call, man. Good stuff and whatever, right? I'm simply saying it because in the negotiations, you know how it goes. Yeah, you can turn stuff down, or you can just simply say, all right, I'll do it because you have the confidence in what you're doing. But then we also don't know what was a deal breaker in the conversations overall. So I don't know what a deal breaker could have been for him to have to include that 33rd pick, or for him to have to include Landry Shamet in that deal. He just so happened to go up against a very good front office with the Clippers and a very good front office with the Boston Celtics. Right now, it may not look good. I don't think any of this stuff will matter if they are raising that trophy in June. Or even if they get to that point in June, lose, I don't think anyone will really be complaining about that. We'll do it through 82 games of the regular season and as games go on in the postseason. But I think right now, let's see how it plays out. Depth is definitely a concern. Landry Shamet would certainly help out as a first guard off the bench for the 76ers if he was still here. Maybe even as a starter. Who knows? He's not. Now it's about Elton Brand going out there and finding things to make happen to fill those voids, if you will. 610-632-0975. Mount Laurel, we head to next with Scott on the Fanatic. What's up, Scotty?
How you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
All right. First thing, I don't miss Jimmy Butler at all.
Already, huh?
I mean, you asked me yesterday, am I going to miss Jimmy Butler? I'd say yes, but now that he's gone, I don't miss him.
Okay.
That's my take. I got a question for you, though.
Sure.
This year, who's more on the hot seat, Elton Brand with his new team or Brett Brown?
I would say the coach. I would say the coach because with the talent, the general manager got him the talent.
Yeah, I know I've been talking to a lot of my friends, and they think Elton Brand's a clown. I got to have somebody to support me, so thank you for supporting me.
I support you because Brett Brown has been in that seat longer. Elton Brand has done a nice job so far. He may not have done a great job, Scott, with what he's done, but he's done a nice enough job where they are still talked about as an Eastern Conference contender. People out there already, national people, are saying they have the best 5 in the league, and they are the team to beat in the East, despite whatever happens in Toronto, the nice moves that Milwaukee has made by bringing in Robin Lopez and Wesley Matthews and keeping George Hill on that team. Some people look at the 76ers, Scott, and say they've done a nice job and are the best in the East, and that is because of the general manager. Yeah. So I'm with you. So me and you can stand up against your buddies and sit there and say this is what it is.
I like that. Thank you.
You got it, man. Appreciate it. 610-632-0975. We have two open phone lines for the first time since the end of the 7 o'clock hour. So if you want to fill those up, want to jump in, say your piece about what Elton Brand has been able to do his first time in free agency, 610-632-0975. I like it. Some have already said they do not feel like he's gotten fleeced, given too much money. I may agree about the money, but I'm okay with the construction, the roster of who they are and how they will now go and contend in the Eastern Conference. VAR, Danny, Vernon, Pete, got you first. VAR, when we come back, 610-632-0975. Joe Torti will jump in here at 9 o'clock. Can't wait for that hour right here on The Fanatic.
Devon Givens.
Give it up.
On 97.5 The Fanatic.
I'm Gary Barbera.
It's Barbera's 30th annual Barbecue, and you're invited for Star Spangled Summer Clearance Event Super Saving.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Your choice.
Rugged Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Fun in the Sun Wranglers.
$16,994
from $149 a month.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. For three decades, I drive Barbera. Now it's your turn.
There's more.
A big bed, bodacious Barbecue grill.
Included with every new leftover clearance vehicle.
Boom.
And instant auto credit at BarberaCredit.com.
Philadelphia's credit connection.
We got the lowdown and the no-down with a Barbecue grill included.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess.
Hello. Now during the Barbecue.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Your choice.
Rugged Jeep Grand Cherokee.
Hun in the Sun Wrangler.
$16,990.
Or $149 a month.
Including diapers and prowl. $149 for well-qualified. Click GaryBarbera.com for details.
Barbera!
Hi, I'm Gary Barbera with one more thing to say. Happy birthday, USA.
Hey, this is Anthony Gargano. Do you need a new roof? I got it. You got to go to the area's best reviewed and rated roofer, Labruciano Roofing and Exteriors. That's right. My buddy, Anthony Labruciano, and his staff, amazing. All right? They're your local CertainTeed 5-star select shingle masters. That's it. Master. Did you know that only a small percentage of roofers will ever achieve this status? And the real impressive part is that Labruciano Roofing can give you a 50-year manufacturer's warranty and a 25-year warranty on the worksmanship. Are you kidding me? You're not going to find a better warranty than that. Plus, they're 5-star rated on Google reviews. Countless people praising the work and communication. You can see for yourself, you're not going to find a better company than Labruciano Roofing. You won't find better people and they're artists. For a free estimate, call Labruciano Roofing and Exteriors today, 610-265-ROOF. That's 610-265-ROOF. Or visit them online at paroofpros.com. That's paroofpros.com. paroofpros.com. Hey, this is Anthony Gargano. Do you need a new roof? I got it. You got to go to the area's best reviewed and rated roofer, Labruciano Roofing and Exteriors. That's right. My buddy, Anthony Labruciano, and his staff, amazing. All right, they're your local CertainTeed 5-star select shingle masters. That's it, master. Did you know that only a small percentage of roofers will ever achieve this status? And the real impressive part is that Labruciano Roofing can give you a 50-year manufacturer's warranty and a 25-year warranty on the worksmanship. Are you kidding me? You're not going to find a better warranty than that. Plus, they're 5-star rated on Google reviews. Countless people praising the work and communication. You can see for yourself, you're not going to find a better company than Labruciano Roofing. You won't find better people and they're artists. For a free estimate, call Labruciano Roofing Exteriors today, 610-265-ROOF. That's 610-265-ROOF. Or visit them online at paroofpros.com. That's paroofpros.com. paroofpros.com.
Exxon and Mobil present How to Be Supremium. First, fill your tank with Exxon and Mobil's Supremium Fuel. New Synergy Supreme Plus. It keeps your engine 2 times cleaner for better gas mileage. Then get the rest of your car 2 times cleaner. My horn is so clean it squeaks. Sorry about that. So clean your engine with new Exxon and Mobil Synergy Supreme Plus. It's supreme. It's premium. It's Supremium. Fill up today or go to Exxon.com for details.
Synergy Supreme Plus gas compared to Synergy regular gas and poor fuel injected engines. Benefits based on continuous use and may vary.
97.5 The Fanatic is an equal opportunity employer and is dedicated to performing broad outreach to fill job vacancies at the station. We seek the help of local community organizations in referring qualified applicants to our station. Community organizations that wish to receive our job posting should contact The Fanatic's business office by calling 610-771-9750. We also encourage listeners to visit BBGI.com, where you'll find an online listing of job openings at Beasley Media Group, LLC.
Attention, if you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance. And you'd better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They are experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima's resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
You're locked in to 97.5 The Fanatic. Brought to you by McCausland Lock Services. Car keys and remotes for up to 50% off. Online at 4carkeys.com.
Philadelphia, the greatest sports city in the world. You're listening to the home of the Sixers, Flyers, and the best sports talk radio on the planet. This is 97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, my! 846, 97.5 The Fanatic. We're going to hear a lot of that, hopefully, during the regular season. And deep into May, hopefully June, from Tom McGinnis on the game call. He will be at Fanatic Fan Fest 2019. That's Saturday, August 24th at Xfinity Live from 1 to 5. Tickets are free, but you have to have a ticket to get in. All of our hosts will be on site, the Fanatic hosts, as well as Sal Palantonio, Ron Jaworski, Jaws, Eric Carabel, Mark Zumoff as well, and I just said to you, Tom McGinnis, Bikini Beach, created by Elite Landscaping, Lamborghinis and Ferraris, two mobile escape rooms, the Houdini's Challenge and Immunity Quest by One Exit Mobile Escape Rooms, Golf Simulator with a Closest to the Pin contest. Ron Jaworski putting green. One lucky listener will win a football trip for two to the away game in Miami with Anthony Gargano, including flight, hotel, cruise around Miami, pregame tailgate, and tickets. That's all courtesy of PhillySportsTrip.com. Plenty other things that I want to share with you, and we'll do that as the show goes on. 610-632-0975. See, we have so many things at FanFest. I have to, like, split the stuff up to let you know. So we'll do that when we're with Joe Torti for the 9 o'clock hour. Oh, in about 13 minutes, Brian McLaughlin producing the show. 610-632-0975. And hope to see you all at FanFest for sure. It's going to be a fun time. And it's going to be fun. Maybe we'll have some Sixers out there, right? August 24th, they're all back in town getting ready for, you know, some training camp stuff. So it should be fun. Some free agents remaining. We want to talk about those with some people. So let's do that with Var in Southwest right here on 97.5. Var, what's going on?
What's going on, man?
How you feeling, man? What's up?
Listen, you tell me, man. I mean, I'm sitting there on Twitter, breaking my thumbs, looking at what my man Elton doing, and boom, he drops a bomb on us, man. I'm liking what the moves that we made, of course. You know, I really wanted Brogdon to be somehow involved.
But, yes,
you know,
sir.
Brogdon got off the board really fast. So, but I like the starting lineup. I'm really just really, really surprised that J.J. Redick took the exit route, even though he tweeted out saying he wanted to be in Philly. I guess salary was an issue.
I think also it was the fact that you saw how long it took for Tobias to resign at that, like, 47-minute mark of 6 o'clock. I think it had to do with the timing of everything. And you know how stuff goes, man, where they're saying, listen, we got 30 minutes for you to answer this one, or we got somebody else waiting in the wing. So maybe the Sixers weren't going to give him anywhere close to $13 million annually, and he had to jump on it right away, and he did.
Right. And now we're looking for the third tier. The second tier is going. Now you're looking at third tier.
Third and fourth.
But, you know, it looks like I would love Danny Green on the team, but it looks like he's probably going to wait to see what Kawhi does.
Yes.
So, you know, now you're looking at guys like Iman Shumpner, and, you know, I really wanted Curry, but I don't know why he went back to Dallas.
Because he got $8 million.
I guess that'll
four,
do it for
four for 32.
I guess that'll do it.
That'll
but
do
I'm
it.
Looking at, hey, I'm looking like, I would love one of the Marcus brothers, Morris brothers, to be here. That'd be a good roster to fill in and see what they do salary cap wise. But and at the center position, I mean, I would want Noel to be here. I doubt he will come.
He re-signed with Oklahoma City.
He did resign. Yeah, it's official now.
Yes.
Did JaVale McGee sign yet?
He was supposed to meet with Detroit today.
Okay, so it's funny. We had him, and then we cut him. And then the Lakers picked him up. So, I mean, it's really slim pickings. I like T.J. McConnell. We might be forced to, you know, pick up his option. I don't know what other options we have at point guard position out here.
Well, Pete, that's coming up shortly. He has a good name that nobody mentioned. I'll let him say it, but it is a good one. And I'll put you on hold, and I'll let Brian tell you who it is. But the only other name, too, that Brian and I were talking about that I like in the shooting guard
position. Isaiah Thomas?
Well, that one I was curious about because of how things are now at this point, that I would think about it because you know you're not going to have to pay him anything. But Kentavious Caldwell-Pope off the bench at 6'4", 6'5". He may not be the same Kentavious Caldwell-Pope that we were talking about leaving Detroit, getting that $80 million contract. But on a budget like this coming here, I wouldn't be mad at that if they were able to squeeze him in at a decent contract.
And Quinn Cook got signed back to the Warriors, right?
Quinn Cook is still out there as well, yep.
Oh, so now there you go. That is a name.
See?
I like.
I
wanted Wesley Matthews, but he signed.
He signed with Milwaukee.
Quinn Cook.
Yeah.
Quinn Cook is a good pick.
All right. Well, listen, man, hang on. I'll let B tell you that other point guard, and we'll talk about the other point guard that Pete wants to speak about with everybody else. 610-632-0975. Yes, Isaiah Thomas is somebody that we talked about here during the break simply because there are slim pickings now, and I don't. You understand why he didn't play in Denver? Because Monte Morris was so good off the bench. Their rotation overall was just too good. Malik Beasley was too good that you couldn't take those spots away from those young players. Now we have the same situation here where you can look at Thybulle and Zaire Smith, but we haven't seen, while we think we know about both, and we'll only know by playing them, Isaiah Thomas would be interesting to me at this point because you're only going to get him for a veteran minimum spot, $2-3 million. I wouldn't be that upset about anything like that if he can play. 610-632-0975. David Aldridge was reporting that Washington was in talks with him. Vernon in Philly joins us on the Fanatic next. What's up, Vern?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
Good. I wasn't in favor of what we just did.
Okay.
Because like that. Listen, I like Horford, but it's about need and want. Did we want Horford? Yes. Do we need Horford? No. We could have used that money. Here's the thing. For the past 3 years, this is all I've been hearing. We got to put shooters around. The last two drafts, we drafted defensive players.
Mm-hmm.
We go into this free agency here. And we go get somebody who's more defense or whatever. And it's like, you're watching guys come off the board. Like, and this is another thing. I hear people say all this time, that free agents want to come to Philly. And I'm saying, okay, well, I'm watching guys and these contracts. I could have got away from Gordon Horford and gave him the contract. I look at Derrick Rose, 2-for-15. I look at, Daniels. That went. Daniels that came out of Phoenix.
Troy Daniels, 1 year, right, 2.1.
Shooting 40% from 3.
I agree with that one, yes.
Like you said, KCP was out there. He's still out there.
He's still out there.
Okay, right. Kelly Oubre is still out there.
I'm not touching him.
Okay, but I'm not touching Isaiah Thomas either.
Okay.
But my point is, like, we're looking at Horford, 33 years old, 68 games last year. He's played 82 games in 2 years in his career. Like I said, the move itself is a want. It wasn't a need. If we're going to keep on saying what we're supposed to be needing, then why are we not going to get what we were supposed to be needing? Because that's what everybody kept saying. We need to put shooters around. Now, I did not hear, I heard you, what you said earlier, that people were saying that this may be the best starting five. I know I heard people say this may be defensive-wise, not far as, like, you know what I mean, you know,
overall-wise
put together. Right. I heard people mention defensive-wise. But my thing is, you look at our bench. There's nobody on our bench that's scaring me, that, because you know basketball, I know basketball. It's not about the starting five. Is can your bench out to my bench? Mm-hmm. I look at our bench right now. We got Mike Scott. We got that guy for a piece of bubblegum last year.
Mm-hmm.
So we're thinking that he's the savior from tonight. Like this, we've done this before where we get these hot in the pocket guys that, you know, that comes out and he was hot in the past for this year, and we give him a contract and thinking like, okay, this is what he's going to eventually be. No, there's a reason why he was on the market and we got him for a piece of bubblegum last year. So, you know what I mean? Like, we have no bench whatsoever. We have no shooters on the bench. We have nothing on the bench. We're not going, you said championship. We ain't getting nowhere near championship with that, with the bench we have.
And here's what, and Vern, thanks for the call, man. Good stuff. While you may not feel that way, and I cannot tell you you're wrong, we can just debate it and have a conversation. This is not the end of the roster, right? Construction. This roster construction can change, as we know, once November hits, once any of that time hits. All of that stuff can change simply because there can be moves that are made later on with other teams, other players. 610-632-0975. There have been shooters that went off the board, other shooters that are available. I don't know which ones. We didn't get a chance to get to Vernon. All the other shooters that he wanted, Troy Daniels, I agree with you. That was a nice name. $2.1 million with the Lakers. Fantastic move by them. I don't know why the Sixers didn't make that move. I don't know why. Maybe they felt like he was not good enough. And we'll get into the Al Horford part of what Vernon was saying as we bring Joe Torti in on the other side. 610-632-0975. Brian McLaughlin producing the show. I'm Devon Givens. Joe Torti steps in next right here on The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.